Okay, starting tomorrow, portions of Exit 86 on Interstate 49 will be closed for 3 months as crews continue construction around the Highway 102 and 62 interchange. The northbound on-ramp and the southbound off-ramp will close at 9 at night and then stay closed until late May. Other ramps will stay open.
You may be familiar with the work that we're doing just north of that exit for the new 8th Street interchange. In order to get 8th Street situated, that interchange where it is, it's in close proximity to Exit 86. And so we had to come up with an innovative design. It's called a braided interchange.
That's Danny Strasley, Public Information Officer for the Arkansas Department of Transportation. Essentially, he says the ramps on the north side of the Exit 86 interchange are going to be braided together with the 8th Street exit ramps.
This is going to allow the contractor to get in there, rip out all the existing pavement. They're having to rebuild the ramps. If they do it under live traffic, it takes that much longer. So we're committed to getting in there, getting the contractor in there, getting them out. And it sounds like a big inconvenience, but it's only just for a little bit.
So Strasley says drivers who use those ramps to get to Northwest Arkansas Community College on the east side of the interstate or to the Walmart offices on the west side will have to use alternate routes.
What we're talking about is folks who use this exit on a regular basis, those two ramps, they just need to leave for their destination a little bit earlier. That's all it takes. And also some thinking about what type of an alternate route might you need to use, considering the traffic, considering that everybody else is going to be looking for an alternate route. How much time do you need to build into your schedule to get to class on time or to get to work on time if you work across the interstate in any of the complexes over there?
Strasley says the new braided interchange should be open before this summer, and it will give drivers easier access to the Walmart complex. Construction also continues at Exit 85 for Walnut Street and Walton Boulevard, which Strasley says is the last part of the interstate that has not been expanded to 6 lanes.
The contractor's out there right now building what's called a single-point urban interchange, a SPUI for short, okay? And this is a very cool interchange because it moves a lot of traffic very efficiently. And, you know, a typical diamond interchange, you get to the end of the ramp and you got a traffic light. You turn left, you go underneath the interstate, and you got another traffic light. This will eliminate the traffic lights on both sides.
Instead, Strasley says there will be a single traffic light underneath that overpass that will govern all the traffic moving around the interchange.
The contractor's working in the middle between the two bridges, and they're going to build the new part there first. Then they're going to take traffic off of one bridge and put it on that new part, demolish that bridge, and then expand the bridge out, and then they'll do the same on the other side. So the I-49 traffic will be resolved pretty quickly.
Danny Strasley says that construction should wrap up at the end of 2020. The SPUI interchange design will also eventually replace the roundabout at the Bella Vista bypass. The Highway Department also plans to build SPUIs at the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Weddington Drive interchanges in Fayetteville.